The woman allegedly abducted by murder suspect Anthony Lord last week as he went on a rampage that left two men dead says the Maine State Police are partially to blame for what happened. 21-year-old Brittany Irish went before reporters' cameras today to explain what she says was the motive for his crimes. Jennifer Mitchell has details.
Speaking in front of the charred ruins of her parents' barn in Benedicta Township, Brittany Irish says the whole string of events began on Tuesday, July 14th, when 35-year-old Anthony Lord allegedly brought her to a remote cabin in Aroostook County, strangled her with a seatbelt, and raped her. She says she was able to convince Lord to let her go the next day by promising she would not go to police. After seeking treatment at a hospital in Bangor, Irish says she was directed by Bangor PD to go to the Maine State Police, where she says she filed a complaint. From there, Irish says things took a turn.
And that's when they had decided to give him a phone call and let him know that a case was reported. And 2 hours later, my mom's barn is burning down.
That was the night of the 16th. Irish says she suspected that Lord was behind the barn burning. She says that she and boyfriend, 22-year-old Kyle Hewitt, then went to her parents' home to see that her mother was all right. But she says they didn't feel safe.
I had asked the state police 3 times to make sure someone was here with us. And they didn't do this. This all could have been avoided if they had left a state trooper at this house. And they didn't want to do that because supposedly they didn't have the manpower.
Hours later, she says Lord was shooting his way into the home where a bullet grazed her arm. Hewitt was killed and her mother shot and wounded. What followed was a trail of destruction that spanned across 3 towns and would leave another man dead before ending the next day in Holton. According to Irish, she met Lord just over 4 years ago through a friend. At the time, she says she was not aware of Lord's criminal history, which includes sex offenses. When she learned about those, she says she took out a protection order against him in 2011. Irish's parents previously told the Associated Press that Lord had been obsessed with Irish for years. In the same interview, the couple said that Irish and Lord had renewed their acquaintance this year following the death of Lord's 6-month-old son, a case that's currently under investigation, and following a miscarriage for Irish. Calls to the Bangor Police Department were not returned by airtime. In a statement, Maine State Police acknowledged that troopers were investigating Irish's allegations of sexual assault last week and that, quote, in the aftermath of many major incidents, state police typically conduct a review of our response and we will do so in this case, end quote. The statement goes on to say that further details are not possible because the entire matter is now part of the Attorney General's homicide investigation. Tim Feely with the Maine AG's office declined to comment. For MPBN News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.